And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who wanted to do the show now before she gets a haircut in case it's not a good one, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
That's not why.
I was wrong. Can we start again?
No, but the haircut could take any, I don't know how soon I would get in, how long it would take. I figure this is like, we can get this done. You got to get in the shot,
yeah.
Joe.
Okay. All right. Well, there's an unpredictability to the haircut.
Right.
And there's a certain predictability to our show, certainly.
I'm on the fence about the haircut because I may opt for a nap instead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you fall asleep, I'll cut your hair while you're sleeping.
Oh, great. That's
and
perfect.
I will broadcast it as well. Boy, that would be
great.
That
might be our best show yet.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And last show yet.
Probably.
I wonder if anyone notices we did not do a show Monday.
No one noticed.
I didn't notice for a long time on Monday, and then it got to be too late on Monday to do anything about it.
And Joe was like, oh, we didn't do a show. And I said, well, it's a holiday. And Joe said, oh, right, it's a holiday. So to you, it was just another Monday, but our daughter was home.
Well, she's home most Mondays.
With her not pink eye.
Yeah.
So I think that's a fine precedent to set that we take holidays off.
That's also a bad allergy to have that she has. Sometimes we think that she gets some kind of allergic reaction and then one of her eyes kind of goes pink. So we don't think it's pink eye because no one's got it from her.
It is
despite
literally
her saliva being all over most of this house.
Yeah. It is literally pink eye, but it is probably not conjunctivitis. Right.
Yes, it is a pink eye.
Yes.
But not the pink eye.
Right.
But regardless,
no one wants her at school.
Two of the last four Mondays she's had this happen. And of course when it happens on a Monday, you can't bring her back till practically Thursday.
Right.
So
two of the last four Mondays. The other one was in December.
Two of the last 14. Didn't you hear me say teen after four?
No.
It was a silent teen.
Oh. Is there such a thing?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure there are the sullen ones, you know?
Right.
And, you know, you're just as good as the loud ones out there, kids.
Nice.
I don't think there's any teens watching.
No, I think we're big in the sulky teen demo.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If they want to hate their parents, but they don't want to hate their parents. We are a nice... Ooh, that's a good way to sell it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to hate a pair of parents, but you still want to like yours...
Hate us.
We don't care. Yeah. We're open.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good idea. We can maybe amend our show
okay.
to fit that. And it's okay that we didn't have a show on Monday also, because there's no sports.
Mm-mm.
There's no sports.
No.
And that's fine for you.
Well, I'll tell you, there's some sports news.
Go ahead.
That
in Los Angeles. Sure, go ahead. Yeah.
So Magic Johnson is now what, the like
president of basketball operations.
Right. I feel you don't need the word basketball in there, but
no, I mean basically everyone who doesn't own the team is a certain level of vice president. That is what I mean?
Yeah,
like
big companies
are all vice presidents. Yeah. And he is taking over the Lakers, and of course he's one of the five best players in the history of the game.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
But his other kind of endeavors have not met with as much success.
His talk show?
Which apparently only had like 9 or 11 episodes or 12.
Yeah, it was
very
short-lived.
2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then he was also the coach of the Lakers for 15 games.
Oh, I didn't know that. But he's also, he's in the Dodgers.
But for the Dodgers, basically... What they want him for is to be Magic Johnson.
Oh, well, he's doing a great
he's
job
great.
Then.
I
okay,
mean,
so then
is,
there's another venture.
He is incredible at that. Some would say no one is even close
and
to
then,
him at that.
He also had
a bunch
movie
of movie
theaters.
And again, that is, obviously he was invested in the movie theaters and everything, but the main component of that was putting his name on it. And there's value to his name.
Well, there's also some 24-hour fitnesses that are Magic Johnson somehow tied in. I don't know if it's true anymore. It used to be that he was tied into some of those.
24-hour Magic or Magic Fitness.
Either one.
Yeah, or 24-hour Johnson. I'm just combining everything I can.
I gotcha. Okay.
But there's question, certainly as a splashy hire... that's going to get publicity, it works out well. But his, you know, it's a lot different to play basketball and to evaluate basketball.
Well, now, Joe, speaking of evaluating basketball, from what I understand, the Lakers have been very slow to adopt any of the sort of statistical analysis of other NBA teams.
Where are you getting your knowledge, Molly?
I can't tell you.
I'm the one who gives you the knowledge.
Well, sometimes I hear knowledge other places.
I don't want you getting your knowledge anywhere else.
Well,
where did you hear this?
You're going to laugh. I heard it on NPR.
You do sometimes. NPR Sports is on more often than I would think it is.
I would say like once or twice a week. No, it's not a sports program. It's just it was a news story that, they were specifically talking about the Lakers change.
And that's Lakers. Was it Arash Markazi? Was he the one talking about it? Because he used to cover the Lakers and he's... That is true.
Yeah.
They are slow they were slow to embrace the analytical aspects of the game. And, you know, have maybe missed on a few draft picks in retrospect. But it's always hard to tell. But they've had some high draft picks that have not turned out as well as they might have.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you who's making good draft picks.
Tell me.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Wow.
Put your money on the Bucks for the future, That's a little tip there.
If I was challenged, which you have done, to name all of the NBA teams, I think that would be the one where I'd be like, ugh, and there's one more.
And it would be them.
Yeah.
And not the Orlando Magic.
Oh, no. I would think I would remember that.
Yeah, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
I
am feeling my hair right now. And
she
now
is really feeling her
hair. This haircut is not optional. These are some dry ends.
So it's happening.
I think it has to.
Wow. So on Friday, that's something to look forward to.
But I probably won't be here on Friday.
Oh, that's right. You won't be here on Friday. I got to figure out Friday's show. Do we bring back the squash?
Oof.
Or the fish, or human.
Maybe there's someone out there who wants to co-host.
We're not just going to take volunteers.
It's open up to the general public.
There's nobody watching right now anyway, so that's fine. But we don't necessarily need volunteers.
So if you want to volunteer to co-host.
I don't know if that's the case necessarily.
Call Joe. Number is...
No, we don't give my 852-7070. I'm not going to give
the... Is that Sharna's number? Oh. We didn't say the area code.
True. I give that number out whenever I don't want to give my number out.
Good one.
Yeah. I've had people text her before.
Yes.
I've had some great pranks on that lady.
And the reverse is also true.
She's had some good pranks on me. I've had some pranks that went really badly.
On her?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like one time, speaking of Facebook, this is a good story. She had let me stay at her house. Very generous.
Oh, yes. I remember this now.
And so in the morning, I came downstairs and her Facebook was up on her computer. And I just sent a little innocuous message out that said, giving up the business, handing over the IO to Bob Culhan. Now, anyone who knows Bob Culhan knows she's not giving him the business. Unless she's giving him the business.
Or anyone who knows Sharna.
Right, exactly. So I figured everybody would get it as a joke or whatever, ha, ha, ha. And honest to God, within 12 seconds of hitting send, her cell phone, which was behind me in the kitchen, started buzzing and did not stop until she came downstairs about 15 minutes later. And said, what's going on? What is happening? What are all these? She had like 90.
Well, you should have answered the
call. She had like 90 texts. No, people text you like, what are you giving up IO? And people took it seriously.
I don't see why anyone takes anything serious. I mean, you can
this
spot a...
This is three or 4 years ago.
Oh, yes, early on. But I feel like you can... No one would make that announcement that way.
True.
Even if she was going to do it on Facebook, there would be more preamble to it than that.
There would be. There would be more preamble. She'd make a bigger deal of it. There'd be a newspaper article.
Right.
Absolutely. Good, good point, Mal.
So everyone else is wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Should I talk about the prank that she did on you, which was really great?
Yeah, if you want.
So this is when I lived out here and Joe still lived in Chicago. And Joe told me that his agent called and said that there was some production that wanted him to come in to the agent's office and go on tape doing, what monologue was it?
Shylock monologue.
Shylock from Merchant of Venice. And to do two different takes of it. One more serious and one more comical. And so Joe went in and he learned the monologue. He memorized it. He worked on it. And he did two versions of it. And I remember him talking to me and telling me he thought it went well, and then
I actually did three versions of it.
What was the third?
The one that she received and used.
I thought that was the comedic version.
Well, then my agent at the time
was like, more comedic?
I'm not even going to say what he said.
I know what it was. So he does it, and then I don't know how much longer, but it was Sharna. There was it was after Armando,
yeah.
I think. So this show that's at IO, there's a bunch of people there, and Sharna comes out, and basically she had been in cahoots with Joe's agent to set this up, and she showed everybody.
Not with my agent. She was in cahoots. My agent was duped as well. My agent
really?
Was not in on it either.
Oh, I thought he was.
No. Yeah, the person's because someone I had an entire audience text her something
about the tickets being too expensive
or something like the word selfish or something
right.
like that. And then in one of the people, a turncoat in the audience texted her and was like, hey, I can help you get this guy back.
Oh,
it wasn't her
that.
Idea. Someone kind of looped her in.
Okay.
And then, yeah, and the direction that my agent gave me was not good direction, and he made it. If you know anything about Merchant of Venice, the character of Shylock is a Jew, and in Shakespearean times there were certain prejudices against them that exist into today's
yes.
time, actually, depending on where you are. And he wanted me to do more of like a Catskillsy type version of it, and that's the one she used.
The best part is that he's wearing a mock turtleneck sweater that has a zipper, and the only costume difference between the two versions is that he like unzipped it half an inch.
Even better than that is she's showing the audience that I'm wearing the same sweater that night on stage while they're watching me. Do this awful monologue.
Oh, that was a good one, Sharna.
And the pitch of that was the show is a cross between Shakespeare and Northern Exposure.
That is good.
It was like a Northern. It was
that
like an English town that
good.
Was like Northern Exposure. It was a good pitch. That's that actually probably would sell a show.
Let's make that show.
Sure, sure.
We've got the character monologue.
It's called North Wales Exposure.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm thinking of place in Shakespearean time. So yeah, that's a little bit of prank talk.
Prank talk.
And those were both good pranks on both those those things.
Yeah.
There's been some other ones that haven't gone as well. I mean, she was very mad at me for the one I did.
Yes.
I had a better sense of humor about it.
Yeah, it's a little different.
It is a little different. Yes. Yes, you're right. I do always find that people who hire people with a sense of humor sometimes don't have a sense of humor about some of the stuff that the people say about them.
All right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, it's the old, when you hire a guy to be a jerk.
Yeah, but you're not hiring the guy to be a jerk to you. In fact, you're probably hiring that person to become an ally so that he's not a jerk to you.
Interesting.
I'm the vice president of interesting.
It's pretty high up.
All right. Is there any other sports stuff?
There isn't too much sports stuff. Again, we're in a real drought, and it's always like, it seems like we always start these things. And maybe it's because of the new year. You know, the new year comes and then the Super Bowl, and like all these sports ventures, we started doing this podcast, I think, around this time of year, maybe a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And the sports show that I used to work on started around this time, right. too. And it's like I was going to do another little venture off of the Sports Widow brand.
Right.
That,
yeah.
We still won't announce that yet, but it's a sports-type venture. And this would be the worst time to do it.
No.
There's nothing to talk
when
about.
When is the best time? Like, when is the most sports happening?
Probably September, October are two great months.
Beginning of football, end of baseball.
Beginning of football.
And, of course, basketball and hockey are year-round.
No, so they're not.
I know. That's a joke.
But basketball and hockey are right around, like, that's really nice. September, October, November is good because October you get through the baseball playoffs, and then in November, boom, hockey and basketball start.
Yeah.
And so that's exciting too. And then the football season at that point is kind of in the swing of it. So yeah, that's pretty exciting. Right now there is international soccer going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not something that really many are interested in.
And cricket and water polo.
That's true. Water polo is smaller than cricket in its following, I would guess. I would bet on that, actually.
All right.
But cricket has got quite a following.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so long, some of those tournaments.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't know how... I guess you can do a test or something, a shorter one. We've got a cricket podcaster listening to us right now.
Yes.
And he could probably answer those questions, but none of our other listeners want to know the answers to those questions, so I'm not going to... If you want to, though, you can listen to the Australian Cricket Podcast. I believe that is what it's called. Is that right?
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find
out.
There's a little
lag time between
yes.
the... And we're told that cricket is the second biggest sport in the world. It's 5 days.
Yes, and New Zealand is the second biggest of New Zealand and Australia.
Wow. Lots of facts.
But I mean, that's just... Is cricket really the second most popular sport in the world? I guess
well,
so.
Well, yeah,
when
because
you think,
you think
of like,
about... Because it's popular in like India, right?
And it preceded all American sports.
Yeah.
And India is a population of a billion.
Well, it's just,
it's also more popular in Africa, I think, and like the mm-hmm. Caribbean islands. And
so it's
stuff
similar
too.
To like goat is the most popular meat in the world.
That's true.
We don't eat it here, but we're, you know.
We've had it here though.
Yes,
not in this house.
Yes, but typically it's not.
Yeah. We didn't eat the goat in the house because we killed it in the yard and we wanted to eat it right there.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do that. I think
you
goat,
didn't.
No. We did eat goat though. I ate goat at a Jamaican restaurant. It was quite good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just saying there are things that don't seem big to us in our
bubble,
United States bubble,
mm-hmm.
but that are big all over.
You know, for
places.
All the other bubbles that exist here in the U.S., all of us are in a U.S. bubble around
true.
That bubble.
That's true.
It's like a big bubble around a lot of littler bubbles.
Wow.
That was exciting. Did you have any things? We were going to do, there has been some work on the window.
Yes. We've had some new birds.
New birds. We've taken some of the detritus, some of the junk off. So it's clearing out. We're not going to unveil today what it is, but there. Look forward to seeing a whole new porch.
Sports window.
Sports
Why don't
window.
You sign
I'm getting one? Texts from our cricket follower, for some reason, can't comment. He was banned from commenting on Facebook. But was that in the last 3 minutes or something like that? Or is there someone else from the cricket podcast talking to? I don't know how that's working.
What?
Joe
just talked to Siri for some reason.
Yeah. Apparently, just a short cricket test match can be 3 hours, like a baseball game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a rule. How about this? We'll end on this. A new baseball rule, Molly. Do you know what it is?
It 3 hours.
No. But it does have
length
to do with time.
Just silence your
phone. Okay, I'm silencing it. If he's watching this, he knows that he's causing this. I wonder how long the lag is.
Does it have anything to do with, like...
These are, like, international texts, too.
Like, how long, like, pitchers can't take too long?
It has a little bit to do with that. I'll tell you what it is. You're not going to guess it. But you know what an intentional walk is?
Yes.
So now, instead of doing an intentional walk where you throw all four pitches,
right.
the coach can just give
you
a signal and the guy goes right to first.
Great.
So it's a free pass.
Now, let me ask this, though.
Go ahead.
If you were intentionally walking someone, mm-hmm. which typically means...
Throwing the ball outside.
The pitcher and the catcher step outside and they just do that. Now, let's say that's happening, but the catcher doesn't catch the ball.
Runners can advance.
Right. So in a way, it does take away a potential opportunity for the runner.
It does. And last year, Gary Sanchez, the Yankees' new superstar, someone tried to intentionally walk him, but the pitch came a little too close to the plate. So he almost hit a home run on it. He did drive a run in, but that's something that won't happen now.
Right.
So it does. That is kind of the trade-off. And people have been saying, well, it doesn't really save that much time.
No, it doesn't. Of all the things you could shave some time off, that doesn't
put
seem
a clock
like
on
big...
the pitcher or instead of having the manager come out and talk to the pitcher, just make the pitching change.
Oh, and just the like slow mosey out to the mound and everything. It's so lackadaisical.
Yeah, you've always been anti-mosey.
Yeah.
We talked about how we walk at different paces, didn't we, a couple shows yes. ago? All right. Because yeah. sometimes I feel like you're moseying when we're walking.
I'm never moseying. I think you need to count like my steps per minute or something, and I bet it's the same as yours. But my legs are 6 inches shorter than yours, at least.
We should measure that out at some point.
Okay. I mean, that would take no time. I mean, my legs...
And that means your stride is probably much less than mine.
Yeah.
Because that takes both legs into account.
Yes, typically, yes.
So you think you've never moseyed?
Well, of course I have.
Can you remember a time that you moseyed?
This morning, I did. I was meeting someone for lunch, and she wasn't there yet, so I moseyed around the block.
So that was moseying. I'd like to see that, because that would then...
But I would never mosey when someone is waiting for me. So if there's a baseball game, and I'm the manager, and I'm like, I got to go talk to the pitcher, I'm not going to mosey out there. But I get it's a power move. I get it. It's like, you can wait for me.
Yeah, okay. Andrew's back. I guess he was banned for like a minute from Facebook.
I don't know. Maybe,
how does that happen?
That may or may not be true.
Yeah, he was texting. Anyway, I've got international texts I've got to deal with now.
I feel like there's a lot of people don't like baseball, or they're very bored by baseball.
Yeah, you either like it or you hate it.
I don't think
too many people are really on the fence, honestly.
The only time the length bothers me is when it's a boring game. You know, like if it's like there's been no scoring or whatever. But like generally I like the atmosphere. I'm talking about going to a game. I like the atmosphere so much that I don't care too much about it.
I think actually people going to games, you know, there are season ticket holders and everything. But for the most part, people can't afford season tickets. And I think, you know, for most of the people at a ballpark are probably not always diehards at any one time, even for playoffs and stuff. Because then
it's just the people with
the money buying into that. So I think, you know, real diehards watch every game on TV or listen to it on the radio or whatever. But yeah, the experience at the park is not always as much for diehards. Now, there are times like Yankees, Red Sox and big rivalries, I think, where people want to root, and so diehards make a point to go to those games. Like a diehard Yankee fan doesn't really care as much about going to a Yankees-Rockies game, let's say. But something like a Yankees-Cubs would be interesting because it's big markets, or Yankees-Red Sox, obviously, or Mets because of the rivalry. So that's when I think the diehards turn out. Mm-hmm. And that's why
what would you say, and let's just talk Dodgers.
Okay.
What is your favorite thing to eat at a Dodgers game?
Well,
I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
Helmet of nachos.
Helmet of nachos is pretty good, and we've had that before. Helmet of ice cream is good as well. Also, they have a Cantor's on the lower level, and so I've had a pastrami sandwich there that was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what my least favorite thing is?
Dodger dogs.
Yeah. Dodger dogs are like if they put a soggy bun inside a slightly less soggy bun.
Go on.
The texture of Dodger dogs is not like a meat I've ever had before. It's more like a vegetarian hot dog texture.
Okay.
And I don't know if that means they're overboiling them or what's happening, but people talk about them. They're so great. I don't like
Dodger
dogs.
I don't think they're so great, but I don't mind
them. Vienna hot dogs and Wrigley are much better.
No. You like the grilled hot dogs.
I like the grill. And I like some snap on my hot dog skin.
All right.
What is the
Pink's?
That's they're very good.
Great snap.
For that. Great snap on those. On the casing.
Chad here asks, what about trying to attend all the parks? I assume you mean ballparks.
No, that is not dumb, and that's something a lot of baseball fans do. We've kind of chronicled the parks we've been to.
And I think I've been to more than you.
You have. We haven't been to a new park in a long time. There are some here on the West Coast. We've been to Angels. We've been to San Diego.
San Francisco.
We haven't been to the A's stadium in Oakland. And other than that, I guess the closest one would be in Arizona, probably.
Yeah.
And we haven't been to either of those. So
nope.
I've been to Seattle. You've been to Seattle?
I haven't been to Seattle. I've been to Colorado, Texas, Atlanta.
Yeah. I haven't been to any of those. We went to Yankees and Mets together.
Cubs, White Sox.
We haven't been to the new Mets Park, though.
No.
We've been to Shea.
And technically, we've been to the new Yankee Stadium, but it was rained out. Or it was rain delay, but we left because
it was
an eight-hour rain delay. Yeah. My college friend, Kat, says that her kids disagree, and I assume that's with the Dodger dogs or ballpark food.
If her kids,
strong,
yeah, well,
strong
kids,
opinions.
But kids will eat crappy food if it's called a hot dog. You know, like a kid will eat it and be like, "I like this taste because I haven't tasted anything better yet." No offense to your cooking, I'm just saying, like, you know, like a Dodger dog. If you tell a kid it's good and they eat it and they think it's good, that's all they know.
When
I've had a variety of hot dogs. I would bet I've had more hot dogs than your friends' kids.
Yeah, I would take that bet. When I was a kid and went to Rangers games, I always wanted to get the ice cream in the different hats.
Yes. I have a number of those helmets. I think we have maybe like 10.
We have a lot.
We have 10.
We have a lot.
We've gotten those at the parks. Yeah. That's something we do.
Yeah.
We got one of those in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yep.
Going to all the minor league parks.
Ooh.
Now that's...
That's a full-time...
Yeah, that is. That's something if you're retired and have a lot of money and really love baseball and rural America, that's
rural.
Something you do.
Rural. Yeah.
But yeah, I'd like to go to another park soon, a new park.
Yeah,
maybe this
too.
Season. Now, you've been to the park in Arlington.
Which isn't new anymore. Aren't they building a new one soon?
Yeah, now they build them every 20 years. Don't agree. Doesn't give... You got to... It's like a pan. You got to season it. You got to season a park. There has to be a certain amount of urine that is... puke.
I'll be curious to see what the new one is because I don't like... There's a style of ballpark that's like 90s, early 2000s that is a little too...
Starting with the one in Baltimore. Retro, but not good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care. I don't lose sleep over it, but it's not my favorite.
Okay.
There's something almost sterile about it.
Well, you would have been disappointed in the 70s when they built all these like cookie cutter, same dimensions all around, equal AstroTurf.
Right.
You wouldn't have liked that.
Well, isn't Dodger Stadium the only symmetrical stadium?
Left in the majors, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Chad says they're putting a roof on the new Ranger Stadium.
That's good, yeah.
I went to some Ranger games. And the thing is, in Dallas, it does not cool off at night.
Humidity.
It is awful. So you go to a night game and it's still miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember
Texas.
Yeah, going to a Sunday game and getting completely sunburned on one side of my body.
Oh.
It was amazing.
We should have seen that picture. Did you take pictures?
This was back before cameras, Joe.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a great picture of you and your sister. Did you put that on Facebook at one time? For her birthday, you did something, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's probably on your page. It's an amazing picture of you and your little sister when she's a baby.
Yeah.
And you are tanned like, you are like a Guatemalan.
I look like George Hamilton.
Yes. Yeah. You
and
look
she's
like
translucent.
You look like, yeah. You have what Trump is going for in reality. And yeah, she is like an evil genius baby character.
You can see her veins.
Yeah, and her head is the same size as yours. That's the amazing thing. And you know, your head doesn't grow as much as the rest of your body.
Right.
All babies have a big head for their bodies. But your sister's at the time was
It was large.
It was.
Yeah.
I would bet it's never grown since then.
That's not true.
Okay.
She still has a big head. See, there's someone who a Dodger dog made him throw up.
Almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The recipe has not changed.
It has not. And I think they actually made a billion of them 40 years ago. They're still using them. So it was new. Now they're cured.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, we managed to waste a lot of time here with no sports, but it went pretty well. We're getting to know each other, you and I. We're really developing a rapport.
All right. Well, Joe will be back Friday with a mystery guest.
Or none at all.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I'll do the show.
But maybe no guest.
I got to think about this. Now people are going to be insulted if they're not asked.
No, I don't think anyone's going to be insulted if they're not asked. Our light just changed.
Yeah,
cloud
it did dramatically. That's a sign for us to go.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. That's the only way we're going to make $1 million doing this.
And like our page on Facebook, Sports Widow Show. That is where we will be broadcasting from exclusively in just another week or so.
Yeah, from March 1st on, that's what we're going to be doing. So, and then of course, go on Twitter for that's
Sports
where we
Widow
follow
Show.
Up on stuff.
Yeah.
From the show. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.